Welcome to the Mana Pool, the Geek.io Dungeons and Dragons 5th Edition Live Play Podcast.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Mana Pool! It's the Mana Pool proper, you guys. I'm not doing any more of that silly Tomb of Horror stuff, but this is, of course, yeah, cats are assholes. So we are back with the game proper. I am, of course, of your host, Dungeon Master CJ, and joining me, as always, since the very beginning, Raul.
Hello, I am Warlock Amon.
Since almost the beginning, Rachel.
Run. Samurai Pizza Cat, bahaha.
And introduced pretty much primarily in the Tomb of Horrors, we have Josh.
Hello. Back once again behind the mantle of number 473, ready to punch some faces in.
And Carrie.
Yo, Kirieth, the rather depressed druid.
All right. So when we left these guys, they had been introduced to Ether, the leader of the Harpers. She put Rowan in a corner in a bathtub and basically introduced and gave Amon and Perurun the lowdown of what's going on with the Sins and how big of a deal they are and how lucky they were to survive the encounters that they've been in. She extended them offers to join the Harpers in exchange for information and freedom and assistance in their goals. And along with them came three agents to join their groups, Kirieth number 473 and Sadaro. Sadaro being a green dragonborn who absolutely was in the last episode. I dare you to tell me that he wasn't. He is a green dragonborn who is smaller than most dragonborns at the fact that he is almost only about 6 foot tall, two long swords on his back, wearing leather armor, and he's dragonborn in his ways. Any questions or anything from the table before we head on into the game?
Let's go poke things.
Hey, late to the table, but still here is Felix. Now, again, any questions from the table before we head back into actual gameplay?
I think I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good.
I'm good.
All right. Well, then. Without further ado, I've missed doing this with characters that have become attached to you, and the players have become attached to you. It'll be a shame if something happens to them. Let us part the veils of reality. You guys had left Ether's office. The three of you had left Ether's office. Amon, Perurun, and Rowan. Sadaro, Kirieth, and number 473 are all kind of just downstairs as well in the bar area. But yeah, you guys come down, and now that you guys have visible Harper's logo, Harper's signs on you, everybody is a lot more friendly to you. In fact, when you come down the stairs, there was much rejoicing, a lot of cheers, people just throwing drinks your way and just congratulating you and joining. The entire ambiance of the place is 180% or 180 degrees different than what it was before.
Wow.
Is that guy who owns a music store still there?
What was that?
The guy who owns a music store.
No, he's not there anymore. He's not to be found in the air.
Can I touch his instruments again?
You can get a lot in a lot of trouble touching another man's instruments. Just saying.
He's right. Okay, no, I'm just gonna not do that.
I'm going to go get something strong from the bar.
Welcome, friend, comrades! A dwarf is behind the bar. What can I get you, friends?
Get me what you drink.
Ah, yes, good yes. man! Good man! Dwarven
knowledge! Right now!
And he grabs you, he turns around and grabs open a bottle of something, pours a little bit in the bottom of a cup, and goes over to a black barrel and pops open pours in a drink for you. Drink, friend, not too fast. Think you might die.
can I get some salt water?
It's not a proper drink unless it requires a constitution save.
That's true. It is true.
I take a big old mouthful of it.
Give me a constitution.
Yes.
Called it.
This is incredible. When you take a big old drink of it, you're a sorcerer, right? Or are you a warlock?
Yes.
I asked you two questions.
it burns like hell.
Constitution.
Oh, it's
beautiful.
Rough. Oh god. That's awful.
So you take a drink and
the drink takes you.
When you look at it, by the way, it is like pitch black. It's almost tar like coming out of that keg. And when you drink it, whatever he poured at the bottom of it, man, it must have permeated the entire thing because it kind of had this nice like chocolate flavor. It's great.
Oh, that's good. It tastes good.
Not so, like when you continue drinking it, like that chocolate flavor can only be that chocolate flavor turns into what can only be compared to you drinking boulders.
Oh god.
And next thing you remember, Peru runs holding you up.
Holy crap.
Why do I get stuck with the fish?
No.
That's me. I'm the tiefling.
Oh yeah.
Why do
I have to pick up the idiot to drink too goddamn much?
I didn't drink too much. It drank too much of me.
Comrade, told you. Oh, you need to take another drink.
Will it help? I take a sip this time.
Oh yeah, you definitely get that. You get that. Chocolate flavor this time. It's not.
Don't drink it too fast.
Okay. I'm going to go find a chair and I'm going to go nurse this drink.
You try to take a step and you almost fall flat on your face.
I love this.
Peruru, can you like pour me into a chair over there?
I think you've poured yourself onto the floor enough.
The dwarf in the back is laughing his ass off, by the way.
Good drink. Barman, good drink.
And he pours himself one and just kind of pounds it back.
Jesus.
Is it wrong that I'm waiting for CJ to go, Ein, Swein, Brein, Diggy, 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 Oi, Oi, Oi.
Oi, Oi, Oi.
I love it.
Yeah, I was thinking, feel the rhythm.
Okay.
Feel the rhyme.
You guys go. I think I'm here for the rest of the night.
I think we should leave him in the bath.
He take another drink like that. Make sure you get buckets either for his head or for what will come out of his head.
I love this dwarf.
I think we need a pail for one end and the other because if he takes another drink, it's gonna be
a
shit show.
Dwarven ale. Dwarven ale does not come out in the piss out of shit.
That's a very nice mental image you've gotten me.
You're a new member. Anything else I can get for you?
You got any bread?
I'm still waiting for my salt water.
Brother tiefling, I have good bread for you. You like sweet or not sweet?
Sweet.
He basically gives you a loaf of chocolate chip cookies.
Ah, A loaf?
It's like, they're laced with alcohol.
You bite into it, and you cut into it, and yep, there is definitely some kind of liquid flowing from in between those pieces of bread.
All right, I go to one of the benches on the side of the bar, and I just, like, sip and eat.
Yeah, it seems to work pretty well. The flavor, it's almost as though it has been properly conducted to work well together. The more you drink, though, like, the further and further you get into your glass, yeah, that bolder flavor tends to, is there a little bit, but is kind of outweighed by the chocolate.
All right, guys. You guys have fun.
He gives for.
I'm awake.
For Rowan, he goes. So, you want water and salt on rim?
Shake my head. Yes.
Dwarven water?
I'll go ahead and say yes.
Ah, dwarven water! Yes!
I'm a little terrified of what I'm going to encounter, but I'm down for it!
It was nice knowing you.
He takes a different vial and pours a little bit at the bottom. He goes, there's salt. How salt? How much salt?
A lot of salt.
All right. And he pours more of it in there.
More salt than the internet.
He puts it, corks it up, and puts it to the side and grabs down a kind of a jug of something and just pours it into the cup and like looks around, goes, ah, salt, pulls out a brick and just like smashes his hand into it.
Jesus.
And pulls it out and just like pats it around the glass. And salt, dwarven salt water. Here you go, friend. Drink to your health.
All right. I'm going to drink it. What does it taste like?
How much of it do you drink?
I'm going to take a sample taste first.
I'm just going to walk over to Kyrieth and just stand there and be like, men are idiots and I hate
the dwarves. It tastes like...
Just nod sagely.
It kind of burns when it goes down, but it does. It tastes like salt. Like salt. And yeah, that's the weirdest flavor of water you've ever had.
It's just, I like it. I'm going to keep drinking it.
Give me a constitution.
Oh, God. I'm not good at these. This is probably my worst stat.
Nat one.
That fish is gonna taste like crap later.
You get through it pretty well. Once you get through about half of it though, and the whatever he called salt in there definitely starts to get to you, and yeah, it kind of starts to taste like salt water. But you're not sure if it's actually tasting like that, or if that's just something that you're trying to make it seem tasting like.
Oh, you know what? As long if it doesn't kill me, I'll keep drinking it.
Yep, it's not seeming to kill you. You, cat girl, you want something to drink?
No.
Have.
Yeah.
Have, I don't know what cat people drink. Have drink? Have food? I have fish. I have fried fish. You member of Harper now! You must eat and drink with us, you family!
Sure.
You want saltwater fish, freshwater fish, or other fish?
Other fish? Hold on a second.
Can you cook him? What does he classify as?
Other fish.
Other. Definitely other.
I love it.
He other fish.
Definitely other fish. I just very politely go look at Fishy and go, drunk Fishy.
I'm going to avert my gaze in like a, like I'm horrified type of way. Like, I'm going to pretend like I didn't see it, but I clearly did.
You're not sure if that horrifying look is what you're seeing after drinking more of that alcohol, though.
Or like a smile, just like, yeah.
I mean, probably not hard to convince him to jump into pot.
No, just give him a little bit of dwarven stout, and I know he'd be fantastic lightly breaded.
Breading might be difficult.
He is pretty big.
Put him in a salt fryer. It'll be fine.
He's big. Salt
fryer. Cut him into pieces. Bite-sized will be fine. I digress.
What do you want?
I will be brave enough to... Let's try some of that freshwater fish.
Freshwater fish! Bang, bang, bang on the counter. Be out second. Get to drink? Flower drink. Tea. What'd you call tea? Have other
no drink.
No drink?
No drink.
No water?
As a very sketchy look at salt water.
Have no real drink. Water. He asked for dwarven water.
Real water. Real water.
No alcohol?
I don't drink.
You strange cat girl.
You strange cat girl. Yeah, he goes over to the side and it's he just pulls down a faucet and just clear water comes out.
that I could get into.
Sure, I have
the whole city.
I have drink flavor, and he holds up this vial. It no alcohol. Flowers, maybe, possibly. I don't know.
Plain water.
Elf give me before elf die.
I don't trust elves. Yeah, creepy.
Fair. Elf steal your purse and steal your backpack and steal your sleeping bag.
They'll steal your pants too if you let them.
Yeah, no. And out comes a a full breaded fish.
He left the eyes on.
You cat!
I hate it when my food stares at me.
You don't want eyes?
I'll muddle through. It's okay.
You want to see something funny?
Sure.
He takes out a dagger and stabs in one of the eyes, pulls it out.
Oh, God, no. I'm just looking at this, mutilation of my kin.
Red brother, open mouth! As he points to Amon.
Ah!
Boom! You now have a fish eyeball in your mouth.
Oh, Jesus.
That actually tastes pretty good.
I know, right?
I stare at Amon horrifyingly.
He is so drunk.
If you would have seen the things I've seen pudding kill a man.
Pudding in a man?
I was there.
Oh, wait. Eat a man. That's what you said.
Yes.
Pudding eat a man? I would like to try to fight this pudding.
The pudding not good for fighting. It'll eat you.
Ah, bring it on!
I'll eat it first!
Valor, I'm not dead! Pudding, what? Not eat Valor!
What is this dwarf's name?
Valor.
Oh my god, I love him. He's the epitome of man.
I'm going to go off to the corner with my fish and poke at it. Maybe look at it a little bit.
It's really good. It is really, really good. When you cut into it, it just kind of falls apart gently, and even when you get to the bones just kind of separate like they're supposed to. It is perfectly cooked. Harpers have all good cooks. Pounds on the thing, and you hear from the back, "Ruh, ruh, ruh."
Something tells me they're all dwarves.
What makes you say that?
Lady Ether, no, you know that, but he hears that from one of the other newbies over in the corner. Lady Ether, save last dwarven colony, give us job, make us work, let us work in this town.
Oh my god, I forgot, dwarves are almost extinct. I forgot about that.
She saved last colony. Happened to be main food production for most of the mountain.
That's super convenient, if I do say so myself.
She and
well, we were not frontline fighters. We support the army. May they all rest with the High Mother. Low Mother. Sorry, my dwarven lore is a little rusty.
I mean,
should take that to a blacksmith, get it polished up.
We were attacked by 7 snakes.
I killed 14 just last night.
No, the 7 snakes.
Oh, you need another drink. He pours you another ale.
I'm just gonna take that shit.
Hey,
he pours another. I saw Pudding eat a man. It was fucked up.
I don't believe this pudding thing.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell him it was the sin of gluttony. His name was Pudding.
At that point, his eyes get all big.
I saw him eat someone. He was our friend.
When you say that out loud,
serious lofty accent.
The bar at this point kind of, you say that out loud, and the bar just kind of gets real quiet. You
way to kill the mood.
You survive sins.
We fought 2 of them. One got away, and the other one ran away from.
So you know, kill sin. You fight sin and live.
Yes.
Brothers, sisters, comrades, we are in honor of Sin Fighters!
Does the whole place just like explode in applause?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, it's gonna be a long night.
The entire place just roars.
Woo! I will cheer with them.
And someone falls off the balcony and all that crazy thing. Someone swinging from the chandelier.
a song and dance number starts breaking out.
Yes, I love that idea.
Led by...
Something about having a dream.
Led by the golem in the corner. Go!
Hey! Go! Golem.
He's not doing the thing. Josh has no time for my shenanigans.
I don't dance.
Never said you
had to. It's not part of my programming.
I just said you had to sing.
I have the mental image of like everybody stopping and pointing at the giant golem and he's just sitting there.
Yes, exactly.
Everybody's waiting for him to dance. Chunk. I love it.
So once everything kind of calms down, Sadaro calls you over to the corner that Perurun is eating him.
Yeesh.
So we go to the prison district.
Okay.
We escape. No, not escape. Break into prison. Break out. The Sin Touched. Bring the Sin Touched here. Sadaro, make him talk.
Sure.
Is he evil?
No, he's a dragonborn.
You have ways of making them talk.
Wait, did the robot become Russian all of a sudden?
Huh? Yeah, sure. I'm not sure exactly what accent I was going for, but whatever. Russian kind of works.
Yeah, let's do it.
It's the one that I can actually get away with without sounding really incredibly stupid or incredibly racist. So.
Racist.
That's racist.
Okay, yeah. So we're going to go break a dude out of prison and then ask him questions. Is that what I'm picking up?
He is set to be killed within next 2 days.
Okay.
With him killed by city, we Harpers will not get his information. Rachel, stop!
So we're getting information from this guy. All right, let's do it.
No, everyone's just sitting in the corner humming to herself.
Why
deal
wait?
With it. I have tasty fish.
I don't really wish to get jellyfish, so juicy sweet.
Let us go take the on this world.
We go
fall over drunk or fall over passed out.
We go at dawn tomorrow. There are god change at that point.
Dwarf.
So at midnight.
Oi!
What are you going to give stupid there so he's not hungover and can actually walk tomorrow since you let him drink way more than he should have?
I put in dwarven ale, that pill, that water you see right there. That with any food, no hungover.
Huh.
Because of course the dwarves would invent something like that.
How do you think we work so much?
I love it. I'm down with it.
He will wake up, he will need to go to bathroom, and then he will be fine.
I love this.
I'm gonna take your word on that.
Fishman be the same person. Same way. We put them in the same room.
And lock the door.
Because
maybe leave him there.
Funny when they wake up.
All right then, let's do this. Let's get on this crazy train.
Toot toot.
Train.
Oh, I say after that, since we know that we won't be hungover, let's just party the night all the way through. Are you down for it? Are you down for it, Amon? I'm down for it.
I'm completely passed out on the floor.
He has already partied all he can party.
And with that one drink.
Technically, he is down for it.
Way down.
473, you bring him to room? To that room?
Sure. Don't tell me I was in this idiot alone tonight.
Wait, I did not do correct thing. 473, take unit drunk to tank room.
Acknowledged.
The instructions are clear.
You, fishman, you want ale or you want water?
I want water ale.
Water ale. Oh, lords have mercy. The mountains will sing with your stories.
Drag.
I'm going to party the night away.
You do so.
Yeah.
Pereiron, however, not drinking, actually gets taken to a actual room with Kyrieth and 473, because 473 just kind of climbs into a battery package and just kind of sits there all night.
Oh my god, Kyrieth, what's from Big Hero 6?
He's Baymax.
Yes.
I am not a personal healthcare unit.
You are the one. You are basically Baymax with his healthcare unit thing removed.
He's got the Kung Fu unit instead.
Exactly.
Not terribly inaccurate, but also wrong.
Why? I read your backstory. And yeah, so basically, Kyrieth, because she's kind of in lead of your guys' group, at least on the not dying side of things. She's the one who you're basically being told to quarter with. After several hours. Rowan, you also get taken to the tank room by 473.
Yeah. How drunk am I?
You're so super drunk, dude.
Yes. I'm okay with this.
As he walks into the room, I'm just on the floor. Pudding, no pudding.
Your You basically drank absinthe crossed with the hardest ale that you've ever drank.
Holy crap.
Not only did you drink more than him, you crossed the streams.
All right, then. I guess I'm passed out.
Liquor after beer, you're in the clear. Beer after interstellar travel, you've never been sicker.
So, the coherent ones are in a room for a night. Sadara, obviously a male, does not stay in the same room as you.
Can't trust those filthy dragonborn.
You realize we probably shouldn't have let the boys drink nearly that much.
Probably not, but now they won't do it again.
I almost don't want him to give them the pill.
Zero consequences. I've learned nothing.
Clearly.
You hear that from downstairs.
The sad part is the 7-second goldfish won't remember a damn thing in, well, the next 2 seconds.
Well, at least we get the comfortable room.
With the squishy bed. As I go over and paw my way onto the corner of it and curl up and go to sleep.
Yeah, it's actually quite a comfortable bed. The Harpers treat their agents.
They're sober guests.
Well, even they're not. Even the drunk tank is not super bad. Like, it is basically a kind of a common area, just kind of closed off. But each of the rooms has like its own little sleeping area that has its own basically barf receptacle in it.
So basically they have hard floors, plastic covered walls, and yeah,
soft floors, nice beds if they can get into them, else we don't want our agents to die, so we keep our floors relatively comfortable, magically enchanted. If any puke or anything gets onto them, they will clean themselves.
That seems really good.
Damn, can I have them in real life?
if I can ever find a way to rune up prestidigitation, yes.
Sweet.
I dig.
But yeah,
I think a lot of people would dig.
Even them, they're not the lavish rooms. Like, you guys actually have a really good in room. It's not that, however, it's not like stone floor, stone ceiling,
the barn,
toilet and corner kind of thing. Because
I always put my toilet in the corner now.
These people, the Harpers, when they're in the base, they, you know, they like to party.
Well, you know, end of the world, that's not terribly uncommon.
Yeah, well, somebody will fix it. Yeah!
Consequences, what are those?
So, yeah. The night passes, no issue.
What a shock.
Just before dawn, you get a... We leave.
Oh, I want to get up.
Squishy beds are nice.
Kiriath is already up and dressed and halfway out the door.
I am dead asleep.
I might be dead.
I haven't gotten to you guys yet. I'm talking about the sober people upstairs.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
We're there's not much to pack or be ready to go. So considering I don't really sleep to begin with, he's been ready to go since they got there.
Yeah, and she just kind of boops him so he gets up out of his little cradle.
I did my cat stretch like zero Fs, flop back down for a second. Figure that I should probably get up and listen and do what they're telling me to do.
All right. As you guys get downstairs, or as you guys come downstairs, Sadaro holds up a finger. Wait here. I return with your two friends.
Seems
do we
to
hear
be using
the
term lightly.
Screams is my first question.
I'm going to explain what I'm going to do to them, and they can scream if they want to.
That does not make me feel any better.
Oh, it makes me feel glorious.
Basically, at this point, You don't know this, but Sadaro hardly ever sleeps as it is because he's usually doing nocturnal missions. He's also the one who is in charge of waking up the drunks, including the dwarves. So as he comes downstairs, he goes to your guys' room at first because that's where he needs to be because he's leaving with you guys. We'll start waking up Amon first because he fell asleep first. So he probably got more sleep. Amon, you feel a sharp pain in your arm, and it feels like it is burning to hell in back.
I jump up and I feel my arm on fire, so I try and put it out.
He throws you a cloth. Put on arm, go upstairs.
Wrap it around my arm and like...
It feels better as soon as you wrap it around it.
What happened?
Go upstairs.
Oh.
No time to explain. Get in, chopper.
So, no hangover?
No, you were sleeping real hard and you got a poison dragonborn who bit you in the arm.
All right, I just collect my stuff and I sling my bag over my shoulder and I.
It does feel like you slept really heavily, though. Like you actually feel like you slept really well, but yeah, the after effects that you normally get and feel, you don't seem to feel them. Other than the fact that you realize that you might have made an ass of yourself last night.
He feels regret as a minor action.
Yes. Rowan, chomp, burn.
That is the sound coming out of Rowan's mouth. So yes, you do hear blood-curdling screams.
Yes, you hear blood-curdling screams coming from downstairs.
Mm-hmm. And the kid's day is made.
Fish got himself hurt.
He throws you another cloth. Lap round arm, go upstairs.
I will do as he says.
And as you walk through the door, Rowan, now that there have been two screams, a bunch of the dwarves are waking up laughing. new adventurer, no Sancho's way of waking up. Have fun, get bit.
Yes.
You come back, we drink more, yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Maybe Valor forget special drink next time. Make it real fun. Depend on if you have to wake up early tomorrow.
I shouldn't drink with these people.
You guys get upstairs. And Sadro standing there. Black leather armor. Like I said, about six two. Long swords on his back, dragonborn, long tail out back, hands and feet are completely uncovered.
All right, let's do this then.
So what's our mission again? Because I have a vague feeling that I hit the floor kind of hard. I got a little bump here.
We break into prison. We break out sin marked. We bring them here. I get words from them.
Sounds pretty simple. How defended is this said prison?
We leave now.
It's a prison.
Exactly, 473. We leave now. Less guards. We no take time. Less guards. Shift change. However, warden there. Warden will fight. Warden will attempt to kill us. City not fans of Harpers.
How does the city see the warden?
City love the warden. Warden bring peace, take ne'er-do-wills, and put them in prison. Typically never seen from again.
I don't like the way that sounds.
Yeah, let's go stealth-wise. Let's leave immediately. Oh, well, what do you guys think? Leave immediately and stealth our way through? Yeah. Try to avoid the warden?
It's best to avoid unnecessary confrontations.
I like what the that person said.
Do we have...
That person.
Do you got like a potion or something that we can knock this guy out when we get to him? Because it's going to be difficult to haul him through the prison.
I have a potion we can use.
If we get into fights with Warden, probably not good idea to continue.
It's a boss battle that we should, it's a to lose boss battle.
No, I'm talking about this Sin Touched fellow.
Oh, Sin Touched. Probably just knocked him.
Okay, we'll go ahead and just knock him out. I'm all ready to go.
Sajiro got yelled at for language.
What's that?
Sajiro got yelled at for language. Four, seven, three. You bring to prison?
Yes.
Affirmative.
Kiriath, you give us nature bless?
Of course.
Not sure of what you'll do. However, you follow us. You don't follow
us. I have a big sword. I got this.
You probably die. Beware those in red armor.
I'm sure absolutely nothing can go wrong ever.
You leave, and yeah, there is a bunch of. You come out, by the way. That's now it's like a tailor shop. It's like a embroidery shop that you just exited from.
Wasn't it a music shop last time we came here?
Yeah, it might have been.
That's what I remember distinctly.
I didn't. peek behind the curtain, you guys, and we're actually going to go and wrap there for this episode. Peek behind the curtain, something they just kind of make up off the cuff. And don't always remember all of them. So, I might have forgotten that what kind of shop that was before.
I don't know why, but for some reason that was one of the details I remembered extremely.
All right, so not an embroidery shop, it was a music shop. Sorry. I write down quite a bit in this. Like, I script a bunch of things. Some things I'm just like, nope, F it. I'm gonna just wing it, and those are the things you could typically, like, if I'm trying to remember something, like, oh yeah, crap. That person was an elf? I'm fairly sure it was a dwarf. Yeah, he was a dwarf, I guess.
CJ. I'm pretty sure some of our listeners at this point.
Yeah. Most of our, well, we do get more new listeners every day. That's the reason why we introduce ourselves at the beginning of every episode. So if anybody who's trying to curious, if you listen to the last regular episode of Manipool and then this one, why has things changed? Because that was like, a month, almost 2 months ago now? I forgot a bunch of stuff that I said. And I can't find my notes for some reason.
It's okay. I won't hold it against you, I promise.
I might.
So yeah, that was this episode of the Manipool. Thank you guys for joining us. Make sure you can send us an email, geekioshow@gmail.com. You can support this show and all of the shows on the Geek.io network over at patreon.com/geekio. Thank you guys for joining us for the Manipool, listening in. Next time, let's go to prison.
Hey, that's usually a phrase you don't want to say.
Bye!
Hey, Vegeta.
Bye.
Don't drop the soap.
This has been a Geek.io Media Network production. Copyright 2017.